Guess what, you guys? It's motherfucking 420, and Good Moms just dropped some hella cute merch. If you haven't checked it out yet, go to our website, goodmomsbadchoices.com, and check out all the cute merch we just dropped for 420. We have a cute ass bucket hat. We have a new and improved tanned Good Moms Bad Choices beige distressed shirt, some cute ass candles that smell bomb, and we got some new pins and an even better gold Bad Choices plated necklace that doesn't tarnish. Make sure you check it out because it's selling out fast as fuck. It's cute as fuck. And we need y'all repping Good Moms Bad Choices in whatever city you're in. So go to goodmomsbadchoices.com and check out our new merch, y'all. Welcome back to Good Moms Bad Choices. I'm Mila.
And I'm Erica.
And it is 420, y'all.
It's 420, my favorite holiday. I'm about to get so motherfucking high, bitch.
This is my second favorite holiday. Halloween's my first, but I'd be high on Halloween too. So, and you know what? And today we're wearing costumes. So you could basically combine all your favorite holidays together.
I was really hoping that Irie would be born on 420. She missed it 5 days. She was born 5 days late. But I was like, fuck, if it just make total sense. She's born on 420.
But I have news for you, babe. I don't think Irie's going to be about, like, I know you named her Irie.
It wasn't about her. First of all, I did not name my daughter Irie to hope that she would smoke weed, nor did I want her to be born on 420 in hopes that she'd be a stoner. It was all just for me.
Oh, okay, because you're a stoner. Well, happy stoner day. I feel so proud to celebrate 420 with you and, like, be able to celebrate it openly. I think mostly people in L.A. only celebrate 420, but it's a national holiday for women.
No, I think people all around the U.S. celebrate 420. I think it's legal here, but it's a national, it's a global holiday. And in fact, whenever it's 420 o'clock, it's also 420 in my mind.
It is. It's like time to smoke a joint or a blunt. I haven't started smoking yet, though, because I forget. So I always smoke mid, if you guys notice, or if you don't notice, I smoke mid podcast because if I start high, then it's not going to get very far.
True. That's very true.
The few times that we've smoked before podcasting, it was a struggle.
I just want to shout out really quickly before we get started, this bomb ass cup I'm holding. If you're on Patreon, then you know, then you see what I'm holding. You'll know what I'm holding. But this cup right here is the ultimate mom smoking cup. Our boy Problem, he makes these cups, coffee and kush, and just in honor of 420.
What you guys can't see at home, if you're listening, is it's a mug where you drink coffee or tea or beverage, and then on the side of the mug is a little pipe. So it's like, basically it needs to go together. I like to smoke weed and drink coffee if I'm going to drink coffee because it's just enough upper and downer mixed together. Erica.
That was great. Thanks, Problem. Okay. I drink water now. I mean coffee.
Anyway, it's 420, so we are joined by our most favorite top-notch friend and colleague.
420 colleague.
For 420 colleague. I've been wanting to say, like, that just sounds so important. Like, this is my colleague.
I didn't say that. Sounds very European.
This is my cannabis colleague. She's my colleague in cannabis. She's also an amazing mother of two.
Founder of cannabis positive platform, Blunt Blowing Mama. And she is Blunt Blowing Mama.
And she has a podcast called Blunt Blowing Mama.
And she's a Blunt Blowing Mama.
Hey,
so
girl.
Welcome, Blunt Blowing Mama.
Hi, you guys. I'm so happy to be here. Finally, you bitches asked me to come on the damn podcast. Yeah.
Wait, have you not been on our podcast?
No, we were on her podcast.
Oh.
You know what? Yes. You know what? I feel like she was on our podcast. I think me and Jamila genuinely thought you were on the podcast.
Yes, I know. I was like, I think they thought that that time was their podcast. I swear to God,
because also we got so high.
We were really high.
You brought that like crazy bong or some shit.
I didn't
like,
bring a crazy.
No, you
bong.
Brought.
It was like
something.
The circular one. The circle one.
Circle what thing. Did
it look like? It's like purple. It's clear. It comes in a special case. It's circle and it has this.
Oh, the pipe.
Yeah.
The pipe, but that wasn't a bong.
That wasn't a bong.
Okay. No, a bong has water.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. You're right. You're right. Don't try to school me, bitch.
Are you a cannabis colleague or no?
When did you?
But we did get really fucking high, and then we were passing. You rolled up a joint, and then we had another joint. We were high.
We were high as fuck. I literally asked Erica the other day, like, wasn't she on our podcast? I literally told people, I'm like, listen to our episode with Blunt Blowing Mama. They're like, what episode, bitch?
No, but I was really happy that you guys agreed to be on my podcast because I had just... Like, I didn't just start, but it was a fresher podcast. And I was just like, I'm going to ask them and I hope they say yes. And you guys were just like, so cool. And I was like, damn, okay. Like, slide in the DMs more often, bitch. Like, people actually reply.
Girl, that's the only way we've had half our guests is sliding into the DMs. That is literally the secret, y'all.
And Dad, you're like so cool over there. Like, whoa, look at this cool woman. How do we miss this? How do we not know her already? I was like, this is crazy that she's here and we don't know her yet. But just like all of our guests, you're now our best friend.
So before we start and get into all Blunt Blowing Mama 420 shit, I think we should pull a card.
Let's go.
Pull a card, okay? Maybe it'll be something that maybe the cannabis gods will speak to us.
Who's the reading for?
Just for the show.
Okay. I'm like, won't be reading, maybe. I'm not ready for them to sign up for.
You don't want
to
touch him? Touch him.
I don't want to add my energy. We don't know what's that's going to throw in there.
I also have a good affirmation for today. Okay, here we go. Of cups.
The Ten of Cups. The Ten of Cups.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I'm about to, don't worry, I'm about to tell you.
Biddy Tarot's about to tell us.
The thing is, we are witchy women, but our tarot card comprehension is low. So
we're learning live on the podcast.
So we insist on doing it, but do we know what it? No, we're going to Google. The Ten of Cups. Divine love, blissful relationships, harmony, and alignment. On the Ten of Cups, a loving couple stands together, arms outstretched as their two children play nearby. Oh my God, is it us? They look towards their home on the hill and a beautiful rainbow in the sky filled with 10 cups.
Oh my God, it is us.
Definitely me. But keep going.
These two have true, everlasting love and have everything they could ever wish for, the home, the kids, and most importantly, fulfilling love. And they share this bond with the people around them. The family home symbolizes stability and comfort, while the grassy hills signify fertility and the river marks the flow of emotion. The rainbow signals the end of difficult times and a sign from the divine that everything will be okay. Thank God. The idyllic scene is one of true emotional fulfillment and divine love. The Ten of Cups embodies happiness, joy, and emotional contentment, particularly in your relationships and family. You have created an abundance of love and happiness in your life, and you now share this love with others. Expanding your heart even more, this card often appears when you are surrounded by your loved ones with whom you share a powerful and deep connection. You appreciate and support one another, and together you help each other reach your highest potential. It brings you so much joy to see your loved ones succeed and live happy lives. It's a happy family card.
I really feel like this is perfect because I'm amongst my loved ones right now. We all share in the fact that we're mothers, and we all share in the fact that we advocate for authenticity and being yourself and smoking weed because it's motherfucking 420. Oh. And also, I just feel like this card looks like there's a cloud of smoke over my head. Right? I feel like this is the card of smoking.
Yeah, it is like happiness.
It looks like I'm happiness and at peace with my loved ones when I'm stoned. So
right, true. It also encourages you to follow your heart and trust your intuition to lead you to the opportunities aligned with your highest good.
Highest good.
Your feelings and emotions will guide you. When something feels fantastic, do more of it. And when something doesn't feel right, do less of it. Mm. Allow your inner guidance to lead the way. Seek out opportunities that fulfill you and align with your personal values instead of following the path that others expect you to take.
Hmm. Doesn't that sound familiar, Jamila? Boom, boom, I think boom. This card might also be for you, baby.
Boom, boom, boom. Wow. Wow, how God will send you messages right on time.
Very interesting.
Right at the nick of time.
The Fertile Valleys part. I got a little clutch my pearl.
I know. I was like, what's her?
Fertile Valleys.
I was like, who's fertile? Not I.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Oh, no. I just got scared. Do you have an affirmation for today?
I do. The affirmation for today is moms who smoke weed get shit done.
Moms who smoke weed get shit done.
Bum, 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 bum.
And if you guys haven't checked out Blunt Blowing Mama's Shop, you too can be a mom that gets weed and gets shit done and wear that shit.
Wear that shit.
I love your merch. I love
ho
it.
Ho in a good way. In a good way, you guys.
It's always ho in a good way most of the time. I mean, I really
always
don't.
Always bitch in a good way.
Always bitch in a good way. I don't ho shame. So when I say ho, it's in camaraderie.
It's in love.
Yeah. And like, I'm a ho, you're a ho, we're all hoes together.
All thoughts. I love it. I love thoughts.
My friend, was it you that didn't know that thought met that ho over there?
Yeah, I never knew that.
Yeah, I like recently told her that. She was like, what? I was like, you didn't know that?
Yeah.
I didn't know what the fuck that meant. I didn't know where it derived from. I didn't understand. I thought it was just like,
where it was origin.
What is the history of thought?
I mean, because there's always like the older we get.
It's from the cultures, from the black culture.
No, of course.
But they, like that was, where? That's a new, that's
it's
new.
It's an Atlanta thing. It's not new. It's a really old word.
Isn't thought?
It? Thought is so old. Like, it goes, like, 10 years. Probably.
Really? I thought, like, older. Bop. Like, a little bop.
No. It's been around in Atlanta. And then, like, people start rapping about it in their songs. And then everybody starts to hear it in songs. And it's, like, they catch on to the language. But it's been around. It's
well, an old word. I knew that we were going to talk about this. And that's why I asked all of us to dress like a thought today.
No, you didn't. You just said just sexy.
I sent a text to the ladies and I said, bitches, we dress in sexy. Jamila just rejected the text. I don't know.
Rejected the text.
Like, she keeps saying I didn't tell her when I literally said it. And she
said dress sexy, which I thought, first of all, it's 420. I didn't understand what dressing sexy and weed had to do with. She said, we had to be like sexy 420 moms. I'm like, whatever. But then I show up and she changes into a pure club latex one night stand latex moment. Dress. So if you're on Patreon, then now's a good time to join. Erica is wearing a full club. She's really trying to get her thought out because
clearly, hey, oh my goodness,
she's clearly
look at this.
She's clearly hitting the pole after this.
Obviously.
But you know what I also noticed when I couldn't find first of all I was just like, this is last minute and I feel attacked. But I have no sexy clothes. I only wear sweatpants.
You need to get with Savage, Fenty. I know. And, like, get their little moments like this one.
Wow. My goal in life is to be a Savage Fenty ambassador.
Me too. Can you happening. Please send me an extra, so extra small?
Get on that membership.
Look, Savage, you need some sexy moms.
Is that what that is?
It's a membership. And, like, you can get new shit every month. You can get new shit every month, or you can just skip the month.
How much is the membership?
I think it's, like, $50.
I might need to get that for my pool life.
So you can just like get new lingerie in the mail every month.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, not in the mail. Like, you have to place the order or like skip the month, but you have to like go on the website.
You
have to
pick it up.
Yeah. Wait, that's how you become an ambassador?
That's not how you become an ambassador. That's how you become a customer.
Oh, look. I'm a customer. But I'm trying to be an ambassador
I think we have to start as customers and then keep tagging. I'm just going to,
you're right.
I'm just going to start putting it. I don't care if they've accepted me or
just
not.
Just like hashtag.
I'm just going to hashtag Fenty. I'm literally going to just put Savage Ambassador at. Yeah, I am.
What are they going to do? They're not going to be like, no, you're not.
I'm going to manifest it until they reach out to me.
Flood their hashtag. All
I'm going to flood it.
What the fuck?
It's going to be like models and then me. Don't care. I'm a model too, bitch.
You can be.
Can I have one of those joints?
Yes.
What is that?
They're for everybody.
What is it? Is it an indica?
It is a hybrid. Ooh, that's indica leaning. But it's really yummy. It's a hybrid.
Blunt Blowing Mama, guide me. Where should I start?
Start with that, and then you want to finish with the blunt wrap.
Oh, really? What's in the blunt wrap?
Am I going to fall asleep?
What's in the blunt wrap?
No, just smoke the joint, then smoke the blunt.
Oh, my
gosh.
She's going to curse me the fuck.
But wait. Okay, hand me one, too, I guess. Maybe we should share it?
If you guys want to, but you can also just have your own.
Let's share it. Let's.
I know. You scared?
Okay, fine, bitch. I'm just like, don't come for me. Don't come for
me. You scared?
I brought it for you guys for us to enjoy.
Okay, here we go. And who makes
these? Actually, I'll light one up.
These are Stoner Root? Stone Roots.
Stone Rose.
Stone Road.
No,
okay, and the strain is Bling Cake. It's actually infused with orange creamsicle hashish. So this is going to be really, really yummy. Okay.
It smells good. Hashish.
Here we go. I should have brought my lighter. Oh. Sorry, I didn't realize I was the only one who spoke.
There is something. You're right.
I know we're all lighting it at once.
No, you're the only one with the lighter. Here we go.
Here we go, guys. One, two, three.
I don't know if it's like movies that have influenced me heavily, but like, you're right. Dressing sexy and smoking at the same time is really like a thing.
It's a fucking vibe.
See, you're welcome. You're welcome.
I've always wanted to be like, have a long cigarette and then a fine guy like light it for me.
Not a cigarette. You want like a spliff, like a long.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
A European spliff.
Yeah, like I want a long. I've been trying to.
Really sexy with a joint holder and it's a whole fucking vibe.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do our most sexy smoking moment we can do. Ready, guys?
Is it even lit? Jesus. You know what the thing is? I'm not a sexy smoker. I just remembered. Every time me and Erica try to take sexy photos smoking, mine are never well. That's why Erica's always doing the sexy smoke.
You gotta practice in the mirror.
I don't look good smoking. I
you have to just practice. Look, you have to get enough smoke in your mouth to like make it a cloud.
And I can't even blow O's or anything. I'm like a really basic ass smoker.
I'm really trying hard. Wow. I wish you guys could see me.
The only thing is, when I blow O's, it's not, like, attractive looking. I look like...
That's why I don't French inhale, because I get, like, really paranoid at my facial expression.
Really ugly head. I was like,
yes.
I also, as soon as I get high...
Because you have to push your tongue. No, yeah, it's a lot of work. You're, like, working your mouth.
I look really high when I get high. Like, as soon as I get high, I'm like... I'm not sexy anymore. My eyes
are
not. Do you
get like the one lazy eye?
Yeah, like my eyes are lazy. Like suddenly it's just not cute. I'm not cute anymore.
This does taste good. I like the way this tastes.
So, this is actually a woman owned company.
Oh, nice.
Stone Run.
And their weed is amazing. Like quality, top notch shit. Like I always, when I'm buying my own weed, I always fuck with their shit. It's so good.
Stone Road. Mm-hmm. When was the first time you smoked weed?
I was 18. I was 18 years old. And
where are you from originally?
I'm from Georgia. Mm. So I was born in Mississippi, but I grew up in Georgia and Mississippi-ish. I'm a Southern girl. And so I went to college in Georgia, Georgia State University. And I grew up in Snellville, went to South Gwinnett High School.
I went to Georgia State once.
You went to Georgia State? What year?
Semester? 2008 or 9 or some shit.
Were you there?
Yeah, I think I graduated in 2010. Huh. I was there all 4 years. My joint is running. Yeah, I was there all 4 years. Oh, who you know there?
Nobody.
We have some people in common.
I don't really know anybody. I only know the two niggas that are in my class.
So you're only there a semester?
Yeah, I was trying to.
Yeah, that don't count.
Yeah, I went, though. I was going to that bitch. So I was showing up, which is...
You were passing through.
I was, like, literally passing through.
You were passing through. So, yeah, my friend at the time, she had started smoking weed, and she was like, do you want to try? Do you want to smoke weed? It's really great. And I was like, okay, sure, girl. Like, if your friend is saying it's cool, it's fucking cool.
Was that the first time anyone had ever offered you weed?
Mm-hmm.
Really? You went your whole life?
Years? Yeah, I went all 18 years.
The fuck?
I was really good in school, intentionally, because I knew my mom was the kind of mom where, like, if I fucked up once in high school, I would not be able to stay in the dorms when I went to college, and I wanted to stay in the motherfucking dorms because I was ready to be a hoe. Mm-hmm. So I had to act really good for 4 years in high school. Like, I never skipped school. I was so good. I made really good grades.
Just so you could be a hoe in college?
Absolutely. I had vision.
So you knew in ninth grade, like, I really got to do
grades. I know my mother. I know my mother.
So you didn't think, if you didn't perform well, she wasn't going to let you stay in the dorm. And so you needed to get your
home. She would be like, I'm going to save money anyway. So, yeah, you'll just commute from home. Mm. And that was like.
You needed no reasons for her to tell you no.
Absolutely. So I did what I had to do. And I smoked weed with my friend for the first time. And I did not get high. And she explained to me, she was like, it's fine. You just have to smoke a second time. And I promise you, you're going to get high. And the second time I got fucking high. And every time after that, if somebody offered me weed, I said yes. I've never had any sort of discernment about it. I don't know why, but I should have. But like now I won't just smoke weed from anybody. I'm very like particular. Mm-hmm. But like back then, if you offered me weed, I'd be like, hell yeah, pass that shit. But yeah, I've been smoking ever since 18.
Were you smoking that Reggie?
I was smoking some horrible weed.
Do you remember? Oh my God. Only niggas who live in Georgia know what the fuck Reggie is, because who does that? A dumbass 18-year-old. Yeah. It's literally stress. It's literally just, it smells just like shit. And it has seeds in it. And when a seed burns in a blunt, you can smell it. You know, it's
popcorn.
Oh my God. I was smoking so many Reggie blunts in Georgia. Disgusting. That's why you have to smoke like the flavored
but
blunts.
Really good kush in Georgia. Like they have really good kush. I feel like California has the best weed, like period.
Well, if they're shipping it there.
It's yeah. But like they have really good kush. New York has great sour diesel. It's so fucking good. But California's weed is just like top notch. Like I'll give you guys that. You have really fucking great weed out here. What really amazes me when I moved here is that so many natives don't smoke weed. And I was like, what's the fuck is up with that? Especially like black people. And I'm just like, what's like, I don't LAPD know these people. Is horrible.
Who you been hanging out with?
I don't know, but they're like, I don't
I feel like all
weed.
My people smoke weed. I don't know. But that's all probably because
we're stoners.
Yeah.
Well, obviously you're going to attract, like stoners don't hang out with people who don't smoke weed because it's just awkward.
I have a few friends that don't smoke. I'm actually,
are those like childhood
and actually
friends?
The two guys that I'm seeing don't smoke, which is very strange for me. I've never done this before. And actually, I don't care. I thought I would care more.
Do they care?
No. And they don't. I told them, like, I asked them how they feel about, like, women that smoke. And they said it was fine. I said, cool, because, like, I'm not going to stop. So you should, if it bothers you, I want to know because. But then, you know what? I am more conscious of my breath because they don't smoke. I feel like I have to be more conscious of my breath.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with if you do smoke, if you're dating a smoker, like it doesn't really matter because both y'all niggas stink.
That's,
like
that's smoky breath.
Like. There is a certain like people that smoke backwoods have the most stankiest breath.
I hate backwoods.
Well, what you're supposed to do is like wash your hands after you smoke. You're supposed to like gargle if you need to, if you really fucking care. And you're supposed to have like a smoker's jacket, right? Like something that you put on over your outfit so that you don't reek of whatever you smoke. Like, yeah, it's cool to have a little dank aroma on you, but you don't want to fucking reek of that shit, right? So like
you have a smoker's jacket.
Yeah, there are levels.
Like Mr. Rogers, you know, he used to change his jacket.
I'll be right back. Let me get my smoking jacket.
Well, that's what I would do when my son was like a baby. Like I would go. Oh, sorry. That's what I would do when my son was a baby. I would like go outside and smoke or go like somewhere really well ventilated, and I would have like a big T-shirt on over it, my clothes, and then when I finished smoking, I would take the T-shirt off and like wash my hands and be close to him because you still have the smoke like. Fumes on you, like the fibers are it's in your clothes and everything. So if you have an outer layer, then you're kind of removing that.
I feel like I was way more conscious of smelling like smoke when I lived in Georgia because it's like a bigger thing. Uh-huh. And people are like, oh wow, you smell good or you stink. But like I haven't
I've literally not thought
that once in like 5 years because I don't get like it's not even on my mind. Unless I'm going to like a very corporate conservative
very corporate
conservative
very
environment like I'm going somewhere like I care but like I can't remember the last time I gave a fuck about that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like dating a guy that doesn't smoke makes you smoke less though? Because I'm dating a guy that smokes a lot of weed right now and I'm like I'm so high, like
it's a lot
every fucking five minutes
and it's like the heaviest weed, like with the shit on the outside.
What
like
is he smoking like blunts? He's smoking out of a bong? Is he smoking joints?
Blunts
are a little stinky. Yeah.
I love blunts though. I'm
but,
that's
but it can make a little like we can you can hotbox like we are right now and be like in that kind of situation where but if that's your house all the time then like
yeah it's a bit
I this mean, is a beautiful hotbox actually
this is a beautiful hotbox.
I love this.
Wow. I think that I don't smoke less that I'm dating two guys that don't. I mean, I think I smoke the same because when I wasn't dating them, I was still smoking. I've just smoked the same. I don't smoke more, I guess.
Right.
Maybe when I do date, yeah, of course, when I'm dating someone who smokes, I'm probably smoking more because when I'm with them, I'm smoking. Mm-hmm. But I'm also smoking with these niggas. I just go outside or I'm just chill, I'll be like, I'll be right back, and I go smoke by myself.
Oh, they don't let you smoke in their house?
I don't. I don't ask to.
You don't feel comfortable, right?
I just don't care to. I don't really smoke in my house. Like, I smoke in my, like, my designated area, but sometimes I'll smoke in, like, my room, but, like, I don't know. I like having.
I'm ghetto.
I like. I always it's ask not about ghetto, but it's just I like having areas that
no,
I know.
It's, it, everybody's no, it's different about smoking house. Inside. But you know, yeah. I also feel like because I smoke weed, it's not a thing. Like, I would never. Ever. I, like, if I go to someone's house who smokes cigarettes and they smoke in their house, I'm, like, disgusted. I'm like, are we friends?
Like, like,
I
don't, who are you?
I really think that is highly ghetto. I do not fuck with that.
Highly ghetto.
But me, I'm like, oh, I can light a blend in my house. But, yeah.
I mean, it's up to the individual. I just always ask them, like, you know, do we smoke inside or do you want me to go out? Like, mm-hmm. And it's not a big deal. It's like when I'm walking your house, it's like your shoes on, shoes off. Like, show me your boundaries. Like, what are your boundaries? And then I will oblige accordingly. Like, it's no big thing for me. So you just got to know your boundaries.
You got to know. You got to know.
Yeah. Maybe I should stop smoking in my house.
I smoke in my house, so I don't give a fuck.
It's just like in the morning, I want to be lazy.
Yeah,
I'm just
you roll out of bed, you like smoke your joint.
I open the window.
Yeah,
I mean, I also have a backyard. You know, so it's easier. Like, yeah. I just want to, like, in the morning, I like to step outside and, like, smoke my joint, mm-hmm. get away from
it's fucking an
iCarly and get away from fucking Peppa Pig and iCarly. My daughter's watching, like, baby cartoons fucking and Peppa high school Pig. Shows.
It's
like,
crazy.
So extreme.
They still love Peppa. She's 6 years old. She still watches Peppa fucking Pig. I'm like, bro.
She's like, I've seen every episode. I'm glad. Like Peppa.
But Peppa Pig is a saucy little bitch. Like, she's a little mouthy. I'd be like, oh, see, that's where you get it from. It's Peppa.
Peppa's doing it.
Peppa.
That's why, I think that's why the kids like it. I think they like the accent.
She's a bitch. Peppa Pig is an asshole. She watched episodes like, wow, you're an asshole, Peppa. Like, she's a horrible friend.
Every time there's a...
She's a horrible friend. She's a fucking horrible friend. Peppa Pig is a bitch. Like,
really? I need to pay more attention.
She shades the fuck out of everybody, like, all the time. Like, watch the episodes high. You'll be like, what the fuck, Peppa?
I just know I'm pissed at Peppa because every time there's a goddamn... Not very often, but every time there's a goddamn puddle... Luna thinks she should splash in it.
Like
I'm like,
puddles.
I know.
It's so true.
I'm like, chill, okay? That's a cartoon.
Like, that's you do not have goulashes on or whatever you want to call it, rain boots. Like,
you don't even have rain boots. We're pissed at
And that's not like a real muddy puddle. Like, that's like a fucking...
That's homeless pee.
That's like definitely urine. Like,
we're in downtown, babe.
That's definitely not a muddy puddle. That
Our rain is not in. Clean.
Yeah, that part.
Oh my god, watching kids show Hive is the best, and also eating. I literally eat all of Irie's snacks. Like, I don't even buy her sugar anymore. I feel bad. Like, I don't even buy my daughter like candy really.
Oh, I don't buy candy
because
either.
I'm the one that ends up eating
I
them.
I eat the Snickers. I eat the fucking Skittles, so they don't get into my house because I'm just learning that it's not really about indica sativa. It's really about what's in that weed. Like, what are the terpenes? What are the cannabinoids that are in there? Because once you figure that shit out and what you like, then you'll smoke anything as long as it has those things in it.
What are terpenes?
So okay, I am not an expert on this subject. So I'm just going to throw it out there, just to give a little disclaimer. But and I'm a little high, but... Terpenes are like things like limonene or pinene. There are these different ingredients that are in weed, but also found in like foods, like mango has a lot of the same terpenes as like some certain weed strains. So for instance, people say that like when you're smoking weed, you should eat mango afterwards or beforehand because it will elevate your high. Like, it'll get you a little higher and prolong your high, like keep you lifted a little longer because the terpenes are working together.
I love mango.
Yeah.
I love mango too.
So there's terpenes found in like so many different things like that you use naturally every day or may consume that like if you figure out which terpenes you like and then you look at like what weed you're smoking, you see the terpenes in there, you know that like I'm gonna like this weed. It takes the guessing game out of it. So you're not like, I don't know if I'm gonna like this. It's like, oh, it's got that in there, cool, I'm gonna like this.
I mean, I do believe that people, like some people say they can't smoke weed or this or that, and I believe that everyone can smoke weed. First of all, you just have to find the perfect balance.
Yes.
And it is that technical, you know, like it is that technical. There's certain things just like food, like I was telling you, like my stomach hurts and it's bloated and I don't know what I ate, but I've been noticing because I've been eating really clean that like when I introduce new shit, like how it affects my body. And that's the same like weed. Like it all affects people differently. Like, I could smoke, like, some people can't smoke any sativas. Like, they get super anxious, they get crazy. And I've noticed,
already
too.
Already have anxiety. Yeah,
right, and I've noticed, too, like, I had to chill on sativas mm-hmm. because I was smoking, like, hard, strong sativas, like, being anti-indica. Like, I was on in revolt against indica. And then I was like, I'm so anxious. Why am I smoking? And I feel like, mm-hmm. and it's like, bitch, because you already have anxiety. That's why.
Yeah. So you shouldn't be smoking sativa, especially like those really pure, like taking a shot of caffeine sativas. Like some of those, they really are like taking, it's like, I don't even drink caffeine.
Like Jack.
But like, Jack is a great one. Mm-hmm. And Headband is another good one.
A good sativa?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a wake your ass up.
Well, it's a heady, very heady high.
Well, I that's when I started to notice like sativa, when I started to drink caffeine and smoke sativa, I was like, something's wrong. Something's very,
you'll
like
be on one.
Yeah,
you'll
like anxious, just yeah. like so yeah. much, like it's just anxiousness. So yeah.
But somebody like me, I love that shit. So like I'll smoke like a cup of like tea that has like a herbal tea that maybe has a little bit of caffeine in it. And then I'll have some THC in it. And then I'll smoke a sativa and I'm going to be on my most creative shit, like getting shit done, fucking doing laundry, cooked breakfast, made some memes, filmed some content, did an Instagram live, answered emails, right. like played with my son, played with my daughter. What kind of strain is that?
Wait, hold on.
What's the balance?
One cup of water.
One cup of tea
with a little bit of caffeine in it.
And like, but it just, it really just, it's finding what works for you. You have to really be willing to smoke something and it not go well. You have to be willing to smoke something and you feel nothing at all and smoke more and like you, or find different strains or tinctures or edibles or whatever it is. Because if you don't, then you'll never get that routine where you're like, yeah, I do this and that and boom, it heals this. Like, but if you don't have the routine, then you're just going to be like, well, how can I make this work for me? Besides, like, I smoke weed, I get high, I go to sleep. Or I smoke weed, I get high, I eat, I get, like, the munchies or something. Like, you can really incorporate it into your life so that it works for you.
Mm-hmm. I think this has been the first space that I've really, like, gotten high and then realize that it can ignite my creativity and then in a workspace. Because a lot of times Eric and I are working and we're high, but this is my first time really this experience doing it as a tool for work and creativity. Because there was a time, can you hand me the ashtray? That there was a time I remember actually specifically, I was in Atlanta and I was writing in my journal, like, dear journal, I'm in love with another nigga. Wait.
You could see my other side.
Oh no. So I'm wearing Erica's shirt, and my boobs are so small that I stuffed my bra, and she's telling me my tissue's showing.
You told me to, I was trying to be slick. I wasn't trying to expose you. You just
exposed
yourself.
It's fine. Everybody knows I have small boobs. I started writing in my journal, so then I smoked some weed, and literally I was like, and I'm done. I can't think. I was like, don't smoke weed again. You're not smart when you smoke weed. Like I used to think I was not smart when I smoked weed. Why? So I just would avoid doing things. I would only do it at night or if I didn't have anything to do. Mm-hmm. And then oh my God, another terrible experience. Oh my God.
Tell me all your terrible weed experiences.
And another time I was in like a club and I got high at the club after drinking and I got paranoid and weird. And I was like, am I on beat? Where should I put my hands? Like, do I look weird? Are people looking at me? We're in the club.
Every black girl's worst fear. Am I on beat? You just summed it all
stoned up. At the club.
Like every black girl who smokes weed, worst fear.
Am I fucking on beat?
Am I on beat?
Not every black girl who smokes weed.
You had a real black girl moment.
I was like,
that's a good one.
Get me out of here. I don't even know if I'm on beat. I'm a great dancer.
I'm a great dancer.
This is not me.
I don't know who this is.
Oh my God. And then my third, but not, two. Oh my God. Whew, at least I'm dedicated to figuring it out. That's clear because after some of these experiences, some bitches would have tapped out. I may have been those bitches. No. I should have tapped out.
You have to keep trying. And you kept trying.
And here I am. Good moms.
Boom. I think you found your
I found
flow.
It.
You found your groove.
You found your flow.
One time, I was driving in Atlanta on Northside.
What's up with you and all this Atlanta?
It's because you're talking about Reggie, bitch.
No, yeah. I had graduated from Reggie by this point. I was like, I wasn't in college
anymore.
You
had a weed man?
Huh?
You had a weed man.
I had a weed man. Okay. I was going down Northside, and I was at the light. It was red, and I was with my homegirl. I was driving her car, and then it turned green, and she was like, go. And I was like. She's like, go. And I was like. I can't find the gas.
Oh, my God.
She was like, what the fuck, you high-ass bitch? Get the fuck out the car. I was like,
oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Then another time.
Oh, God. I'm
scared. Okay, I'll have two more.
We had a bad name.
This right. Relax. Listen.
This is just, there's a moral relax. To this. The moral is, you got to figure it out.
Okay, we got it.
Wait, two more.
Also, do not drive under the influence of any sort of intoxicating substance, including marijuana, because it is against the law.
Don't. It's against the law. And I was a very young.
Don't do anything to me. Like
don't do that.
I was young and dumb. This
we
is
do
before.
Not endorse that sort of
thing. I don't endorse anything that you said.
These are my experiences. This happened to me, not because I was being smart.
I'm just throwing in the disclosures and the disclaimers.
Thank you. We need you here more often. We're like, do drugs. It's fun. One time I was braiding my homegirl's hair, like cornrowing it. And then she kept passing the blunt, and I was like, she's like, why'd you stop? I was like, I forgot how to do it. I had done half of her head, and she's like, I was like, oh, yeah. And then we just kept smoking, and then I stopped again. She's like, you forgot again? I was like, yeah. Shout out to Mira. That's my motherfucking best friend, yo. That is my motherfucking best friend. Like, we were roommates.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
But then, like, she didn't even say anything. She was just like, I was like, okay.
She was like, I got you, bitch.
Yeah, like, it's cool. Okay, and then this is the last one. I closed my finger into my car door, and then I just tried to pull it out, and I was like, oh, God, I had to open the door and then pull my finger out, and I was like, bitch, you're too high to function.
Were you also drunk?
No, it was daytime.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so welcome to my terrible times of weed.
But where were those weed? What is that? We don't need you having any of those.
That's when I wasn't asking questions and not knowing. I was just taking whatever weed I got, mm-hmm, yeah. And now I don't do that. I will pass on an indica if I don't want to be dead.
Mm-hmm. Well, not today you didn't, baby.
Today's is a hybrid, and I've gotten a long way in my weed consumption and like my way to like navigate it. And I can also talk myself down, like get it together. You're too high right now. Get out of your head. You're tripping.
Water. But also just keep CBD on you. And if you ever feel like you're too high, you smoke your CBD and you come right back down, just like that.
Oh,
is that what CBD does?
Mm-hmm. Huh? It's the opposite of weed.
Yeah, CBD doesn't get you high, so when you smoke it and you're already high, it's going to counteract that THC in you, that high, that psychoactive effect, and it's going to bring you down.
So how does
it... you're smoking it, it'll be, like, right away, you'll feel it.
So how do those CBD, THC, like, joints do? Is it just canceling each other out?
The one-to-ones, yeah, you're not going to get high from those. I mean, it's just a good balance. Some people need a one-to-one ratio. Like, they need as much CBD as THC that they're getting in, and it's not, like, they're not smoking this to get high. Like, they're not trying to see, like, how fucking high can I get today? Like, not on a one-to-one. You're not going to get high. It's just more for, like, a medicinal kind of... way, like maybe you have anxiety or something like that, whatever, and you do better on a one-to-one, but you're not gonna
maybe I have smoked a one-to-one, maybe I smoked Miss Grass.
You don't, yeah, you're not gonna get high, but you might feel like if there are blends, like if there are certain terpenes in there, right, or certain herbs, then you might feel uplifted or relaxed based on what they're putting in there.
This is really nice, this Stone Road.
We missed 420. It was 420 8 minutes ago.
Oh, no. Missed it.
So I've been really like seeking out tools that can help me find my people who are like maybe as into alternative life, poly lifestyle like me. So I recently joined this amazing app called Field.
Oh my God, you joined Field?
Yes. After you told me about it, I decided that now's my time to explore and find my tribe.
I'm so happy that you're on Field. You know, I was on Field with Poetry Bay. RIP to that relationship, but it was such a cool app because, you know, the app was originally designed for people seeking threesomes, and it's the biggest dating app for threesomes today, and you know I love a threesome. So Field was actually a really great tool for finding like-minded people, and not only that, it's inclusive to all, so no matter what your gender is, your orientation, it's really sex positive and encourages you to share your desires and interests. And not only that, you can actually date with your partner. That's why I liked it, because my partner and I could have our own profiles but be linked together, kind of like play and flirt with people together, which I thought was really cool.
I'm feeling more normal about my aspirations to want to live out my poly lifestyle. I would like to see more of our community on the Field app. And I know we're not the only women out here seeking alternative relationships. And so if you guys are like us, which I know you are, and you guys are in a relationship or even single and looking for a couple or a threesome or an alternative lifestyle experience, please join me on Field and see what's going on in your neighborhoods, because I guarantee you there's more openness than you think.
There really is, because when I was searching Field, I was looking at people's pictures and I was like, okay, I would not have expected you to be into BDSM. Okay, boo. But we have some great news today for our listeners. You can download the Field app for free and support our show by using the link in this episode description. And even better, when you use the link in the description, you'll get 50% off the first 3 months of Field's Majestic membership, which gives you premium features like seeing who has liked you. But the Majestic discount only works on iPhone right now, but anyone with a smartphone can download Field for free today by clicking the link in this episode description.
So click it and join me and let's have some fun.
Have you ever had a never again edible story?
Yes. Of course. Please share. Who hasn't?
Please share. Oh, right. My God, I had one. Oof.
But like, I feel like it wasn't as bad as like.
Had a few actually.
Oh my God. I had to stay away from edibles. So like, this is back before California legalized adult use marijuana use, which is like for adults over the age of 21. I think that went into effect in like 2018, the beginning of 2018. But before that, like the ratios and the amount, the milligrams that were in edibles were like out of control. Like it would be like 1,000 milligram brownie.
I think that's why I've been getting there.
But no, but now ever since they passed the adult use, now there are limits and like no dispensary can sell an edible that has more than 100 milligrams.
My edibles were like homegrown. They were
especially. So like when we first moved here in 2017, we were like fucking with edibles and we would get those 5,000 milligram, 1,000 milligram thinking like the more, the better and would like get fucked up. Like I had a piece, like this is a whole ass brownie and I had like a fucking corner, like a motherfucking square. And like, when I tell you the whole night, I was just laying on the couch staring at the ceiling and everything was spinning.
Oh my God, that's and my experience.
And I thought I was gonna fucking die.
I tell people I lose my vision. I lose my vision. Oh my gosh, vision.
Yes. Everything was spinning.
Everything goes like this.
And like, everything was like vibrating. Like, I was like, my body was like levitating or some shit. It was fucking outer body. It was really crazy. And I just had to ride that shit out because I didn't know about smoke some CBD and you'll come right down. I didn't know that if you have peppercorn in your house, chew on the peppercorn and you'll come down from your fucking high. Oh. I didn't know all that shit now.
Yeah. What are the tips you got? What are the super tips? Give us the cannabis tips, bitch. I mean, we need all the tips.
Girl.
Peppercorn, huh?
Peppercorn, yeah, and you chew on it and it will bring down your high. It's something that's in the peppercorn that counteracts the psychoactive effects of the THC.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I got really fucking high and I was like, never again, fuck these brownies. And that brownie sat in our fridge for like 6 months. Like nobody ate that.
Everybody was traumatized.
Like, fuck that. And then one time I did get so high at a friend's party and I was trying to light a joint and it was dark outside because it was an outdoor event. And for some reason, like I got the flame too close to my eyes and I caught my lash on fire, like my upper right lash caught on fire and I burned my lashes off.
Did it hurt?
It fucking hurt.
Did it burn your eyelid too?
No, just my fucking, that's a lot of hair that it had to take off before it could get there. And I caught it in time.
Oh but my like, gosh.
I burned my fucking, I was so fucking high and I was just like, trying to light it, and I don't know, and, like, I caught my fucking eyelashes on fire, and it took, like, a year for them hoes to grow back.
Not a year. They were singed.
I was so mad. I had to wear glasses all the time. Like, I was too embarrassed to get extensions because I didn't want to have to explain that I burned my fucking lashes off, so I was just like, I'm just going to suffer in silence. I put my castor oil on every fucking night, and they grew back. But I burned them off because I was high. Everybody has those stories, though, Jamila. So, like, girl, we've all been there. But the moral is that you learn, like, your boundaries, your limits. Like, if I'm too high, I'm not going to go try to light a joint.
Right.
Like, I've just learned my lesson, and you have to know your limits. And in order to know your limits, sometimes you have to go over your limit. And there's no shame in that. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, be intentional with your use.
Tell our listeners more about your platform and like, why did you start Blum Blum Mama? I mean, I know like for me and Jamila, I started smoking when I was like fucking 13 or something.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
Weed hoe.
Weed hoe?
Weed hoe. But you started later and like, it's your life's work. So like, what inspired you and what makes you so passionate about besides the fact that it's wonderful?
I fucking love weed. Like, when I got pregnant with my daughter, one of my good friends was like, oh, so you're going to stop smoking weed now, right? Like, now that you're going to be a mom. And I literally thought, because nobody ever asked me that. And I was just like, am I really going to stop smoking weed because I'm a mom now? And I was like, fuck that. I literally had the thought for like 2 minutes. I was like, fuck that. Like, I fucking love weed. Like, I fucking love weed. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I'm not going to break up with her. Like, she's been so good to me. Like, why would I do that? So I always smoked weed, but I kind of hid it because I was living in New York at the time. And like, I was working at HuffPost as an editor and I wanted to be kind of perceived like a certain way. Like, when you're a young black professional, like, you can't be smoking weed and like also approving headlines on a story on like Ferguson or some shit like that. They're gonna be like, can we trust this black girl? You know? So like, I had to make sure I was like on my P's and Q's. Like, I had to make sure I was on my shit. But I was smoking weed the whole fucking time to fucking get through all that shit, get through working in corporate America, get through parenthood, get through my relationship, get through just being an adult, paying bills, like doing all the things. And I could never articulate how important weed was to me until I moved to California. And then, I started Blum Blum Mama. If I never would have moved to LA, I don't think I ever would have started Blum Blum Mama. I came out here and I saw the culture. Like, I saw how people look at smoking a joint like this, like smoking a cigarette, only like better. Like, if you're smoking a cigarette, people are like, that's disgusting. Get the fuck out of my house. But if you pull out a joint, it's like, oh, yeah, it's cool. Like, I'm good. Like, enjoy it. You know, like, it's love. It's normal. And I was so mad. Like, for the first year that I lived here, I was like, how dare you guys have this lifestyle and live like this and not tell the rest of us? Like, how the fuck did
we've been told y'all.
Y'all can't send the SOS. You know.
Know the rap music.
Y'all didn't send the SOS to your black brethren on the other side of the fucking country. I felt so betrayed. And then started talking to more people and meeting people, like my friend Joy, who is the founder of Mahogany Mary. She was like, yeah, I work in cannabis. And she handed me her card. And I was just like, what do you do? She was like, I plan like cannabis events. So I was like, wait, this is a thing? Like, you can work in this shit? And like, just watching and just learning this world that I had no idea existed. And once I saw everything, I just started to put shit together and things started to align. I got laid off from my job that I moved out here for and I was broke and I was like, what the fuck am I gonna do? I'm just gonna do my own shit. I'm tired for working for white people and building up their companies. And at the end of the day, I'm so disposable. If I die today, they have somebody in my desk tomorrow. They don't give a fuck about you. And so I was like, I need to have my own shit. Like, I need to have my own parenting platform. I'm a journalist by trade. I know how to write. I know how to edit. Like, I know the things to make something pop. Like, all of my career, all my ideas were usually turned down by my bosses at these white companies. And I was just like, wouldn't it be so great if every idea you ever had, you just did it? Mm-hmm. And you just built your platform around every fucking crazy idea you ever fucking had. And you just have to pay for it yourself. You have to like do it yourself. Yeah. And it's like, but it's fucking possible if you're willing to put in that time and that extra coin instead of buying that vacation. So I've sacrificed a lot since creating Blum Blum Mama. Like, I don't really go on vacations. I mean, I buy Ivy Park, but like, aside from that, that's my treat. Like, but aside from that, I'm so laser focused on making Blum Blum Mama pop because it means that much to me. Like, the whole motto of Blum Blum Mama is moms who smoke weed are not bad moms. And like, that resonates on a huge level because daily, If I check my DMs right now, I can give you at least 3 messages or 5 messages from women saying, thank you for what you do. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I feel seen. Thank you for doing this for Black women. Thank you for doing this for moms. Like, thank you for creating this platform where we feel welcome, where we feel seen, and where you're just showing that it's a normal part of your day. It's a normal part of life, like normalizing moms who smoke weed and letting them know you're not a bad fucking mom. Actually, you probably get a lot of fucking shit done. Sure actually, do. You're probably a bad bitch. Like, actually, you're everything because you smoke weed and that enhances you. You're able to tune into yourself. You're able to take care of yourself. Like, weed is everything. And it's so important for me to just make sure I reach as many women and mothers as possible with that message, with the podcast, with the Instagram, with the blog, with the merch. Like, to let people know that, like, you're not alone. There are women in Idaho and Iowa who are smoking weed in their closet, suffering, hiding it from everybody. Right. And, like, we're so lucky that we can do this. But those women are not, like, you know, I don't forget about those women. I think about those women. And it's, like, that's why I do this, because you can't. And also because you deserve to be seen, mm-hmm. you know, and represented, especially Black women. So that's what this platform means to me. And I've just been working on it since December 2017. And we are growing and glowing. My podcast will be 2 years old this year.
Yay!
I'm so excited. I don't celebrate anniversaries, so I probably won't do anything. But
why don't you celebrate anniversaries?
I just don't celebrate anniversaries. Me and my man have, like, maybe celebrated 3 anniversaries. We've been together 9 years. We just don't. It's not a thing. I just don't. It's like, just do the work. Like, let's just be together. Like, let's just make, like, show me, motherfucker. Like, put in the time. Like, I don't need, like, gestures and things, because, like, that shit fades. Or, like, oh, that was a cute gift, but, like, mm-hmm. a year from now, like, literally he's gotten me gifts where I've been like, this is so great, and, like, literally 6 months later I can't even find it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just don't even do that. Just put in the work. Just show me that you fucking care about me. Like, he would take a bullet for me, mm-hmm. without a doubt, mm-hmm. and that's what I take over anything else.
Right.
I want to ride or die.
Right. Mm-hmm. Same, period. Girl. Same. Same. Yeah. I feel all of that. The whole message. I'm with it.
I feel it. Yeah, and that's why I fuck with y'all, because I saw you guys and I was like, they're moms? They smoke weed? Oh my gosh, look at them in their lingerie. They're fucking sex positive. They're bad bitches. And then, like, you guys are single moms. Sounds like, I fucking love that shit, because my mom was a single mom. Like, I grew up with a single mom. My mom married my stepdad when I was, like, 11 or 12, 10, something like that. But, like, for the first 10 years of my life, I had a single mom. Like, mm-hmm. and I know what it's like to be the child of a single mom, how hard you guys work. And, like, I was just, I respect y'all. Like, because I can't see my single mom ass also doing a whole ass podcast in addition to working.
Well, that's why we're married.
Yeah, it has to. Yeah.
Honestly, like, partnership is, like, if anything, this podcast has shown me how much I need and thrive in partnership. Mm-hmm. And I know that, like, I do even romantically. I do. I'm a great partner. But I feel like definitely having partnership in a business is, like, my shit. Like, it's hard to do shit alone. I commend you. You know,
yeah, I was about to say, y'all bitches are lucky, because y'all have each other.
I commend you, yeah. Because people. It's hard. Yeah, I can imagine. I think, like, I think that I haven't always had the courage to complete shit on my own.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, I need
it. It's a lot of accountability.
Yeah.
For yourself. Like,
yeah, I'd be like, Jamila, you didn't do it. It's your fault. And it's like, really? It's all both of our faults? But then she's like, Erica, what?
And also, it's like, this is a crazy idea, right? We should do it? Yeah. Right. Yeah, because, like, you know, because, like,
when you're alone with your crazy idea,
it's like you have to.
I just fucking do it. I just fucking do it.
And here you are, and, like, that's the most beautiful part about you and about your existence and about your brand. Like, it's so crazy how we meet people along the way, but only by being our true, authentic selves have we navigated, like, and gained the friends. Because people, like, when you're on the surface. Or you're working at that job you really don't fuck with, or you're fucking with people you really don't fuck with, you're losing yourself.
You're vibrating so low.
Every time you tell yourself, like, that's a crazy idea, like, the fact that you sat by yourself and you're like, what if this crazy thing, all the crazy shit you ever wanted to do, you approved.
Just did it.
Mm-hmm. But, like most people don't have the wherewithal to do that. You know what I mean? And, like, I was thinking about that, too. I'm like, I couldn't exist if I was doing some shit I didn't want to do. I can't do shit I don't want to do. anymore.
No, not anymore. Once you do, you can't go back. It's like literal, like mental slavery. Like,
yes.
You literally feel like I would have to be dragged physically into working in, like, doing what I was doing before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's not to shame anyone that was doing what I was doing before. I just know for me, I just can't do it.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
I say that, like, Blunt Blowing Mama is my third baby. Like, I care about Blunt Blowing Mama. Like, I care about my kids. Like,
oh my God.
It really is. And, like, it's still a toddler. It's still growing. So it needs a lot of fucking attention right now. And that's how I'm looking at my business. It's like,
you don't even know how to talk by yourself. You barely get, you don't even pay rent.
You can't even articulate your feelings, you dumb hoe.
Broke as.
Broke ass toddler.
Broke ass shit. Oh my God.
So you need me to pay for something?
Again?
But you want no return, huh?
Okay, well. And that's literally how it is. And that's how I look at it.
But then when it does return, it feels so good.
It feels so good. And it's even starting now. Look at you guys. Like, even with my podcast, I feel like things are aligning. Like, I'm starting to realize I need a team. Like, I am really all by myself, and I was really trying to do a podcast while running an Instagram page, while fucking trying to make my website look fancy and shit, and, like, do events and everything, and I realized I can't do everything. I have, like, excellent people that I work with. I have an assistant. Like, I have two video editors that I'm working with that I'm going to start doing shit with. I have a fucking podcast editor who edits my audio. I have a fucking event coordinator that I work with when I do events. Like, I do not do it all alone. Like, trying to build up a team. Yeah, you need people because nobody can do it alone, especially if you're a mom who's an entrepreneur. Like, give yourself a fucking break. Like, go cuddle with your kids and, like, outsource that shit. Like, you don't need to do everything yourself because you're doing it so you can be with your kids, or at least that's why I'm doing it. It felt so good. With my daughter, like, I was working. Like, when she turned 3 months, I was back in the office. Like, I was working at HuffPost. I was pumping 2 to 3 times a day to breastfeed her for a year. And, like, I was miserable. Like, last year was a pandemic, and my son, I was home with him every day. I was working at home with him. I was getting more full-time in my business. And I was like, this is what it's fucking about. Like, you're not supposed to be thinking about, I need to go make some money, I need to go do this or whatever, and not bonding with your child. Like, I felt so bonded with him. Like, breastfed him for 25 months. And I'm really proud of myself. And, like, it's because of just being, smoking weed and just being in the moment and realizing this is temporary and it's going to end when it ends. And I just need to, like, not force my body to do something it's not ready to do or something that he's not ready to do and just go with the fucking journey of our lives. And it ended naturally. And I was just like, fuck, I'm a fucking hippie bitch. Like, I'm smoking weed, fucking breastfeeding my baby, and I'm a fucking hippie bitch. But, like, it felt really good in comparison to the first time around. And I just think when you know better, you do better. And weed has helped me be a better woman and a better mother and a better business owner and, like, just a better person to myself and, like, more forgiving that, like, I drop a lot of balls all the time. I take a long time to reply to emails just like anybody else. I forget text messages. I forget to call people back. Like, I say I'm going to show up and sometimes I don't, like, and I feel horrible. Like, and I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying because, like, I fuck up all the time, even, like, up until, like, yesterday. Like, I fuck up all the time, but I don't beat myself up about it. And I'm honest with people. I'm like, hey, look, this happened, that happened, but I have it for you. And by this date, and then I deliver on that date because it's just important to just communicate and be consistent and give that quality that people are expecting of you and be professional. Mm-hmm. Just be professional. Even if you're, like, fucking having your own fucking small business, like, you still have to be professional, like, because people are gonna not want to work with you if you're not professional.
Right. And then you throw weed on top of that and they're also gonna judge you.
They're gonna think, they're gonna think like, gonna, oh, it's because she smokes weed. Yeah, like, and you never want, like, I have meetings all the time and I don't think I really ever smoke weed in those meetings with brands and stuff, or even when I'm talking to, like, a guest for the first time. Like, I sometimes don't even smoke weed. So it's like,
I have a question because both you and Mila, you know, I've talked about smoking while breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. Like, have, and because your platform, you know, is really, it's cannabis. It's cannabis forward. Mm-hmm. What kind of, have you ever gotten, like, any hate about, like, you know, talking about that? And, like, how do you explain it to people? Because I think everyone explains it differently, like, why they chose or what their experience is, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, here's the thing. Like, with my daughter, I did not consume cannabis at all when I breastfed her. I breastfed her for 15 months. And I really wanted to stop breastfeeding her because I wanted to smoke weed again. And I thought that in order to smoke weed, I had to stop breastfeeding. Because, like, that's just, like, the message that's out there. So that's what happened with that. But then I started Blunt Boy Mama. I started talking to all these women who were saying, you know, I have lupus. I have this disease. I have chronic pain. I have anxiety. I have postpartum depression. I have anxiety. I'm going through PTSD. Like, or, like, I just can't handle this fucking shit of being a mother to this whiny ass baby. Like, are you gonna tell them to not partake in the one thing that can help them feel better and heal and medicate themselves? Are you gonna tell them to not take that medicine? And so that's how I looked at it.
No, they're gonna prescribe them pills.
Yeah, they're gonna put them on pills. And look, there's
which
some,
is the craziest shit ever.
You know, don't smoke. Here's these pills, though. We made them in a lab somewhere.
Yeah,
I don't know where, but
yeah, because there are pills that they'll let you consume while pregnant. Yeah.
And it's not
and breastfeeding. And I was like, this doesn't seem right. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Don't you? Yeah.
And it does go to the baby.
Smoke, don't take this plant. Take this synthetic ass pill that some strange man made. And
but he's smart. Don't worry. He's smart.
But like, here's the thing. Like, some people do need to still take like pills in addition to smoking with weed. It maybe helps them take less pills. Right. So like, you have to find what works best for you. But I would never tell somebody, don't do that at all. Like, don't smoke weed at all. Because like, who the fuck are you? Like, let them figure it out. If anything, I just want it to be a conversation where it's like, these are the best ways to consume cannabis while breastfeeding. These are the best ways to consume cannabis while pregnant. Instead of saying, no, 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 don't do it. Because then that creates that stigma. It feeds into it. That makes that woman feel like, oh, she's being a bad mom. And then that also makes it makes it harder to talk about it and to normalize it. And so you want to make sure that you are, for me, I want it to be open and I want it to be honest with myself. And like, breastfeeding hurts. Like, my nipples are fucking sore. My fucking baby was always wanting my fucking titty. Like, and I was very, I didn't, like, it's hard to feel motivated, like, when you're out of it, and, like, you just want to, but, like, you want to keep going, like, the will to breastfeed for me is always so strong, so I'm, like, I have to keep going, and, like, you'll, like, wince when they bite down on your, not bite down, but, like, latch on your nipple, and so, smoking weed really helped me be, like, this is part of the process. Like, it would help with the pain. Like, it would help with me just being more connected, I felt, with my son in those moments. And I timed it. Like, everything was planned. I was being very intentional. Like, I would time my smoke sessions around his nap. And then at night is when I would really consume and kind of let go. But I slowly built up my tolerance. Like, I wasn't smoking like I am now when he was 3 months old. Like, I built that up. And when he turned 12 months, I kind of, like, my tolerance increased. I was able to smoke a little bit more. But I was always really conscious of him above all. And some days I didn't smoke. Like, if he was being latchy and all over me and I was fucking nursing him all day and picking him up in shitty diapers all day, like, I might not have gotten the chance to smoke. Like, I would go to bed and I'd be like, fuck, I didn't smoke today.
Right.
Like, I didn't have time to. And so everything was kind of around him. But if I didn't smoke, I wouldn't have lasted as long. I definitely wouldn't have breastfed as long as I did, because I would have been so focused on, like, feeling touched out, not wanting to fuck. Like, being able to fuck while breastfeeding helped a lot, because it's part of that stress release. It's part of that, like,
you have the
connection.
Well, I guess I'm going to say, maybe I'm just early
It's
on.
The weed.
So weed makes you want to fuck.
Weed helps me get out of my head and into my body. Mm. And when I'm in my body and we are like this, and we're skin to fucking skin, and I'm looking in your eyes, and, like, you're fucking inside of me, and I'm on the right strain, I feel every inch of you inside of me, and that shit feels fucking magical.
Well, goddamn.
Okay.
And, like, that's how we were fucking last year, and it was amazing.
So,
and
what,
like,
is your what is your strain for sex?
Everybody asks this, and I think it's different for everybody. I'm gonna say
what's yours, for me.
Though?
Yeah, what's yours?
I personally really love Wedding Cake. Bae really loves Skywalker OG. It really gets him horny. If I buy Skywalker OG, he knows I want to fuck. Like, we're going to fuck. But wedding cake gets us both kind of like, if you're already in the mood, like when we're already in the mood and we know we're going to fuck tonight, then we smoke wedding cake and we get even more horny and we fuck.
I feel like I feel like I have had good sex on Skywalker OG.
Okay, yeah, so I need to get that's an indica, something. Right?
Yeah.
I need to get a heavy indica. A heavy one, a Skywalker OG, if I don't fall asleep first.
Speaking of fucking, do you have any whores? Do you have any like high whore stories? Do you know what a whore story is?
Horror story.
These are the stories you guys tell from your audience, right? Uh-huh. About like,
do you have any like highly hoish whories? Have you had, you and your man had any like high whory moments?
I feel while like on really guys, freaky shit. Oh my gosh, I don't even know.
we should have better prepared you.
I know. I can think about it. For Valentine's Day, we had a lot of fun. In the bedroom, like I had my little lingerie on.
Is that Fenty?
No, it was actually this LA designer, Lana.
Oh, Lana Rama?
Yes. Okay. And she's amazing. And so I like bought it for Valentine's Day and it looked super cute. So I had that on and I bought a suppository from Foria, which is a cannabis suppository. And I popped it into my pussy and I laid down on the bed and let it like melt inside of my pussy and get it all nice and like lubed up, but also I could feel the cannabis immediately start to make my pussy like start to tingle.
Oh wow.
And then I bought their arousal
oil. I have this.
Me too. Yeah. I'm like,
although I love their arousal oil. I actually just used it the other day on someone.
It's really great.
Because I'm not having sex, I'm giving lots of hand jobs. I'm jacking off a lot. So Foria has saved my life.
Foria is really fucking, like, if you don't have Foria at home and you're in the LA area, I highly recommend trying them out. I put, like, a few couple drops on my pussy, like, right on my clit, and, like, rubbed that in, and I had the suppository inside of my pussy, and that was, like, fucking exploding and melting inside of me. And I was playing with my pussy, and we had, like, the little mood light and everything in our bedroom, and we had, like, the chocolate-covered strawberries by the bed and the fucking champagne.
Okay.
And, you know, I was like, okay. Like,
okay, nine-year relationship.
With the strawberries and the champagne.
I was like, you know, you better come on over here because, like, I've already came once, and, like, yes, I can have multiples, but, like, you better catch this next one. And so, like, he came, like, and we had sex, and, like, it felt so fucking good because, like, the weed, like, we smoked beforehand. I had the suppository inside my pussy, so I'd beat in my pussy, outside of my pussy. I fucking smoked the weed, and that shit was amazing. Wow. And he even said he felt it, like, on his dick, like, in my pussy. He was like, yeah, I felt it. Like,
I feel like I need to, like, really
that's a cannabis fuck
tap
right
into
there.
My cannabis fucking more. Well, once I'm fucking again. But for now, it'll just be jack-offs like, and
I was body jack-offs. Body rubs. Fucking high. Oral? I was like, I can't get any, like, can you get much higher? Like, the answer is no. The answer is really good. Like, and then you orgasm, like, I saw God.
Wow.
Saw God.
Sounds like some sex magic.
The magic was real. So definitely put weed into your sex life. At least start with a lube. CBD lube, THC lube, start with a lube. And then you can build up the suppositories because it is a lot to, like, push something in your pussy. Like, not everybody's comfortable
with that. I mean, shit. Yeah, it's a tampon. You put a dick in there.
It's like super small. You can put a dick in that pussy.
You can put a suppository. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. You'll put some foreign dick, but you won't put a fucking suppository. No.
That is fine.
Yeah, actually, I have those suppositories in my refrigerator right now. I just remembered.
You should definitely use one tonight.
They're supposed to be refrigerated?
Well, they melt. They melt.
Yeah, they melt. It's oils. It's just oils.
Oh, no. Check on mine.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, I'm super high.
Are you guys? I'm not even high.
Okay. Well, what the fuck?
Yeah. I've moved on to the blunt. I've been smoking this whole time.
I looked over and I saw you and I was like, and it's halfway done, this bitch.
I smoked my whole joint. I'm onto my smoke. What are these blunts?
Wait, so I have a question May suggested this question and I think it's actually really funny. Okay. Especially because I'm high. Okay. Everyone needs to get higher, though.
Everybody needs to get higher.
What is your, hey, want to smoke high signal, like, across the room? Like, what does that look like? What is that signal that you give to someone when you, like, you know, you're, like, you trying to smoke or what?
You have me over here, like, what is the signal that I do? I'm, like, in my head, like, you're like, yeah. I'm, like,
Some people do that. Some people do little.
I'm always like, actually, I feel like I've seen you do that.
Yeah, I feel like this is something you would do. You would definitely do this.
What do I do?
For sure.
Or I see people outside. I'm like, are you smoking? I see a gathering outside.
Is it a gathering?
Why didn't you tell me?
Why didn't I get an
invitation?
What's
your signal?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
But everyone does have a signal. If you smoke weed, you do have a signal.
Totally. But I sometimes don't even care. I just start lighting up. And if
I just tell people, I'm about to go outside.
Yeah, that's your signal.
I'm about to go outside.
I'm about to.
Smoking
here? I'm
about
to go outside.
If I say I'm about to, 9 times out of 10, it's
if it's not the bathroom, it's go outside. Like, that's
your signal. I'm about to go outside.
We are blessed that we live in California. We haven't had to be much discreet about shit. I do remember there was a time in growing up. Most of my childhood it was illegal, but like it still didn't carry this like insane stigma that it carries in most places.
Especially
growing up in the Valley, like in the 818. Okay, this is where they film the stoner movies. This is where the stoner movies are
happened,
shot.
Right.
So it's like it's not as scary. Like I'm sure there's people listening. They're like, damn, these bitches are some smoking ass bitches. And it's like, yeah, we are, and
it's fine. When you said that about women and states, like we do sometimes get people saying like, you know, I live in this place, I'm so happy, mm-hmm. but like I've taken it for granted, you know. I'm like,
y'all should not, because y'all are blessed and highly favored. Yeah, out here.
I forget it's like a big deal, and that like this is a part of my life, and it is, and like it does help me, and like it is normal, and people are suffering. My fucking grandma was like gonna divorce her husband over weed smoke because he was older than her, so it was like a bigger deal. She's like kind of a hippie.
Oh, he didn't want to smoke.
He didn't want her. She was hiding it. That's how I started smoking with my grandma. I saw her going in some shit. My aunt told me.
When was the first time you smoked weed? How old were you?
I was like 13, although it's questionable.
Do you remember?
If that was weed.
Do you remember like experience?
Yeah, I do, but I don't even know if I really got high. It would be like.
You probably didn't. Usually the first time. You got to inhale.
But I wasn't actually like in high school. I didn't smoke a lot of weed. We weren't smoking a lot of weed. Like if it was around, maybe I'd hit it. But like I didn't really start smoking weed until like I went to Atlanta and was smoking Reggie, like back to back $5 blunts in fucking Georgia, which is so fucking backwards.
The weed is so bad there.
But
I was smoking a lot of weed in high school.
But you know, it's crazy. Like I never questioned whether or not I was going to stop smoking weed, like when I was pregnant and when I breastfed.
I didn't want to smoke. I like literally, I think maybe I shamed myself too, like because there was a lot of shaming happening during my pregnancy and I just didn't know any better. And I think I was like, I'm not supposed to smoke now. Like I must stop smoking. Like I wish I had like the confidence that you had where you thought about it for 2 minutes. And you were like, fuck that shit. For me, it was like, I don't like, and then I think also my baby daddy smoked so heavily too. The smell of it started to, like, irritate me.
Mm.
Like, it would just turn me off. Like, I had no desire to smoke. And then after I had my daughter, I knew that I could smoke. And then I still felt, like, weird about it. Like, it just – I think also, like, because I hadn't smoked in so long, like, I would forget to smoke. I didn't even, like, think – it wasn't even part of my, like, daily routine anymore.
The day would go by and you'd be like, oh, I didn't smoke.
Mm-hmm. But then I had so much – like, my postpartum was, like – I mean, it wasn't – the worst. I'm sure there were definitely people that have had it worse, but it was bad. And then I finally, actually, you know what? That might be the reason why it got better. I started smoking again.
Yeah.
I started to smoke and then I was like, I had to because my anxiety was so bad. Wow. That's interesting. I never really associated the two. Marijuana saved my life, you guys. Oh,
marijuana will save your life. Like, it really will take you out of your head. Like,
it absolutely makes me a better parent. Like, I am more.
I love that. I love that you came to that conclusion. That's good. So now you know.
Yeah. I've been smoking for so long.
Next time it had you
been
said such, yeah?
It had. Wait, sorry, what?
Next time you said yeah?
No, I came to you so that you're glad
next
I
next pregnancy?
Oh, what? Smoking? Am I going to smoke?
Yes.
I don't even know if I'm having a next pregnancy. Relax, okay? Relax.
Still time.
I don't know. There's time, but...
But whatever energy you want to put out, it's going
to
come.
But I'm just... I mean, I'm also glad to be...
you know?
I'm just... Yeah, I don't know.
One day at a time, though.
I don't know if anyone's worthy of this award-winning DNA.
award-winning DNA. I mean, yeah. I feel like...
I just think that I know, am I now? I'm losing my train of thought. I know that weed has helped me before that. I mean, no, I was smoking a lot before that with my partner. Because we both smoke so heavily. And I can't believe I thought for a moment I wasn't going to smoke again. Like, I really had that thought. I was like, I guess I'm not going to smoke anymore.
Because you're a mom?
I'm a mom now.
I'm a mom now. No more weed for me. I'm an adult. I'm a mature adult.
And then I'd get annoyed that he was smoking. I was like, fuck him. Smoking. How could he? He's a dad now.
You're a dad now. No more weed in the household. Oh my God. I know. The things we start to believe.
Who was I?
Yeah, like the things we'll allow ourselves to believe.
Jesus Christ.
Literally, weed is the only medicine that's immediate. I could be pissed. I'll be mad.
You were. You were pissed about 45 minutes ago.
45 minutes
ago. And the lights, like, it's like a switch fucking flips.
I'm like, fuck that shit o'clock. Remember. Don't care.
Yeah.
Because.
Fuck you. Like, fuck that.
Amen.
Boom.
Weed is like the immediate so cure magical. To.
It is. It's from anything. The earth. It's a fucking flower.
Like, whenever my kids get on my nerves, I'd be like, oof, bathroom break. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Right.
You're tripping. You just talk back. My daughter is so sassy Mine right now. Too. And sis be like, fine. And I'm just like, you said fine to who? Excuse me, come here. Like, it's like, I don't know why this is happening to me, like why she's doing this at this stage in her life. And she's like, we were cool a minute ago. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Oh, trust me.
How old is your daughter?
She's 6.
Yeah, same. Mm-hmm. The 6 is, I don't know, it's like preteens or something.
It's something else. Like, where's all this attitude coming from? Moana doesn't talk like this to her parents. Like,
right. Moana does not talk like
you
this.
You know what I'm saying?
I am using that.
Hello? And she'll be like, oh, well, Moana. And I'm just like, yeah, you don't have anything to say because that was a good one. Like, you stomp.
You know,
boom. That's why I'm the mother and you're the daughter. Get like me. Like, it's just, kids are just so extra.
They're rude.
They're disrespectful.
They really are.
Like, I literally live so long. Like, you should want all the advice from me and listen to me. If I say don't do that, it's literally because you might fall and hit your head. It's literally because, like, you're going to die.
That's what I said. Luna told me something. She was like, well, how do you know? I'm like, because I'm older than you and I've lived longer and I know more.
I know shit.
The fuck are you talking about?
So when your parents say this to you, how do you feel about that now?
Shut up. Shit hits different, okay? It hits different.
I know that you don't know what you're talking about.
It's different. Okay.
It's different. If you get past a certain threshold, it's different. I know. I feel it.
I give my mom much respect now. I'd be like, wow, you really did that
I've had shit. A lot of moments in my adulthood where I'm like, damn, I should have just listened to you. And I never thought I'd come to that.
What a little
it literally
bitch
in birth, I said that moment. I was like, I'm sorry, mom. Like, I'm so sorry. Like,
this is hard.
Like, I'm a bitch.
You and she was so like, ungrateful. Yep. I'm sorry.
I was like, I can't believe I did this to you. No wonder you hate me. No, I'm just kidding.
And the funny part is that they know. Like, they know it's going to come full circle, so they just look at you like, just wait, bitch.
I know. I know.
They always put the little thing of, like, I just hope one day you don't have a daughter who does this. And it's just like, why would you
say that?
You
bitch? Oh, my God. I remember
you
that.
Bitch. And now I do have a daughter. And I'm like...
Even right now, my mom is just, like, telling me something. I could tell it was, like, some mom shit. It was just, like, to tell me just to be my mom. Like, make sure you don't go in my shit. I'm like, why would I go in your shit? Like, why? You just want to say some mom shit right now. And I do that to Irie all the time because I'm like, yeah, I'm your fucking mom. What the fuck? That feeling isn't just going to stop for me. Like, I'm going to always do that to her. Yeah. And that's why my
She's
mom
She's going to always be your baby.
I know.
Always gonna be my baby. That's my son the other day. I was like, are you gonna be my baby forever? And he was like, yes.
Yeah.
I was like,
taking him, bitch, that's gonna end soon.
I just want him to be my baby. He promised.
Irie's promised too. She's still promising, but I'm mentally preparing for the day that she's like, this is weird.
I talk to my other friends.
And their moms don't do this shit. So.
I want an adult cuddle. Like, I still want to cuddle you.
I'm going to cuddle you forever.
Forever.
And ever.
I can't imagine that stopping, like, but I don't cuddle my mom.
I don't cuddle my mother either.
But that's why I feel like we have to force it. We have to make it happen.
Yeah, that's why I'm changing it.
Make it happen.
We're making the shift.
We're going to fucking force this goddamn cuddle,
we're breaking
okay?
Generational curses.
We're cuddling forever.
32 cuddle.
What's that? Cuddling. Do you want to come over and cuddle me?
Well, I'm just like cuddling kids.
I'm like, so I can't kiss your feet still? This big ass smelly foot.
Smelly foot.
Oh my God.
The hormones, the teenage hormones.
Oh no.
It's already starting. I mean, actually, yesterday my daughter had soccer practice and her dad, she hugged him and he was like, I don't think I've ever felt her sweat. And I was like, I know. Like, the kids don't sweat. They're starting to sweat
it's
now.
It's gross.
And I was like, he's right. I don't, like, it was like really sweat. And I was like, this is like
strange.
I don't know what this is. I don't know if I like it.
Oh my God.
They smell like they played. Oh, like, have you been playing? Smell children.
That ripe smell.
Yeah, I'm like, it's not quite BO, but I don't like it.
But it's going to turn
it's
there.
It's like a fresh smell.
It's like a sweat. Like, you've been, you're right.
They just smell like, yeah.
Like a drip of sweat. Have you seen a little drip sweat? Have you yet? I'm telling you, there's a threshold.
I never thought about
that. There's a threshold that they cross where suddenly sweat actually starts coming out of their body. Like, out of like places that we sweat.
Maybe my daughter's just not active enough yet.
Just wait. It's going to happen. She's only six. Or how old is she?
She's six.
Yeah, I'm saying this is around the time it starts to happen. I'm telling you, mark my words, when you go home in like 4 to 6 months, when your daughter breaks that first sweat, you're going to text me. I swear to God.
Some children are
sweaty. She's sweating now. Oh my God.
Some children are sweaty early.
I was a sweaty child. So I feel like 420 is like a birthday. If you could make any wish on 420 for the world, humanity, whatever, what is your 420 wish?
Oh my God.
Mama.
My 420 wish is that everybody has access to this weed, and not just like any weed, but like really good, high quality, organic, no pesticides weed, top shelf, premium ass, dank ass weed. Like, everybody needs this shit, like, ASAP. The fact that everyone doesn't have equal access to this is a fucking problem. Like, it's a health problem. Like, it's a social equity problem, but it's also a health equity issue. Because, like, if you have arthritis and you need weed, like, you should be able to pull up within 15 minutes wherever you live and get this medicine for yourself. So, that is my wish. And we'll see what happens. But America's a fuckboy, so.
Such a fuckboy. Mm. Wow. Mm. It's worse than a fuckboy.
What's your 420 wish?
My 420 wish is that women everywhere were absent of shame. I wish that you could do whatever you want as a mom or as a woman, and nobody would say shit to you because people minded their own business and didn't judge, and we could just navigate our lives saying, huh, what the fuck do I really want to do? And then do it and not think twice about it, because that would make the world a better place.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Both of yours were so profound. Mine is going to be really shallow and self-serving.
Okay.
I just want my first next sexual dick experience to involve a cannabis suppository and lots of oils and cannabis slippery consumed all wop, over wop, my wop, body. Wop, wop, wop. I'm going to manifest that. And that person will be my man. Because I'm not having sex until I feel like I've found my partner in life.
I want a life partner, too. I'm going to throw that in there. Really nice, you guys, peaceful.
You guys, you guys and you also, act like you can just go pick one up at the grocery store. Like, yes, and I'd also like a life partner.
I'd also like a life partner.
On the side, please.
Just a perfect life partner for me. Thanks, God.
Appreciate it. Hey God, it's me again.
You know what that looks like best, so I'm going to just
checking in on my request that I made, like, 3 days ago.
Is he on his way? Send a sign. just let me know that it's coming.
Don't leave me on red,
give me,
God.
Like, 7-day notice. So I can
clean some. If you give me 2 weeks notice, it will probably work out best.
It'd be better. Then I can, like, really clear
I need
my
to
schedule.
Make some appointments first.
Just a few. Just a couple of things. I need to. A couple loose ends.
A couple loose ends. I can tie up real quick.
Oh my gosh. So tell the people where they can find you.
Yes. You can follow Blunt Blowing Mama on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at Blunt Blowing Mama. You can go to BluntBlowingMama.com to check out all my podcast things and to shop the merchandise, which I sell shirts that say, moms who smoke weed are not bad moms, and first I smoke weed, then I do things.
I love that one.
I have some new merch dropping this summer for a spring-summer collection, I'm super excited. We're going to have crop tops.
Ooh, you know I love a crop top.
bodysuit.
Bodysuit.
Yes.
So I'm super excited. It's all in the works and driving me crazy right now behind the scenes like every fucking day.
Can I order one extra small bodysuit in advance? Can I pre-order one extra small?
I'll put it to the
She's always left out.
They never have extra smalls, so just order one.
Oh my gosh, I think I asked for extra smalls, and I think they said they don't make it an extra small. I have to double check.
You have to get yours hemmed.
Okay, fine.
I was like, you don't do extra small? Isn't that like a regular size? Like extra small, extra large? Like you go from extra small to extra large. It's not a thing.
No, it's not.
You guys are being phased out.
Yeah. That's rude. You're like, you're gonna have to eat more. Get some Brits protein shakes.
But it's true.
You're gonna be extinct, bitch.
Yo, yes. It's true. Have you ever gone to the vintage store and there's like really tiny things? People were smaller. Maybe I am. People were smaller.
You're becoming extinct. Oh,
shit. Maybe I do need to find a little man.
Oh, my God, my little dinosaur wife.
I need to find a little man so we can like continue our people.
Power to the little people.
Power to petites.
All the petites hit up Mila.
Oh my gosh. No, but seriously, like, you're onto something.
Oh
like,
my God, I just saw a hashtag, petite love Mila.
Oh, that's a good one. Start a petite fan club. Start that up.
What is it called?
The petite fan club.
Le petite fan club. La petite.
I don't know, bitch. I said four different things because I'm stoned.
I was like, that's not what you said.
Hi, I don't know.
Okay, so those are the places that I reside on the internet where you can find me.
This is what happens.
I would find you there.
Like, you'll actually see me, like, twerking and doing, like, really obnoxious
Google
things.
Maps. This is where you get too high and you podcast.
That's so true. So, okay, for reals. Okay, so then you have bluntboymama.com. And that's where you can find all my merch. And you can shop there. And then you also can listen to the podcast, Blunt Boy Mama, which is on all of the streaming platforms, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, all them good things. But yeah, thank you guys so much for having me. This has been so dope. Like, I always love catching vibes with y'all.
Thank you for coming on. And you guys know where to find us. Make sure to follow us on Twitter because we do have a Twitter. Shout out to Serenity. Good Moms_Bad Girl. Wait, Moms? Good Mom?
Good Mom_Bad Girl.
Good Mom_Bad Girl. And subscribe to this podcast if this is your first time listening. And also scroll to the bottom and leave a 5-star review because we're some 5-star bitches. And it's 420 and we deserve stars. I don't know.
we're cool bitches. We deserve stars.
And join our Patreon because we have a lot of bonus content on there. We have blogs. We talk all of our shit. And we share a lot of stuff on our Patreon that we don't share on the podcast or on anywhere else on the internet. Just to our little tribe over there. So come join us. That's good. Wait, what is it? Patreon.com/
good moms, bad choices.